But will you just introduce all three of us? We don't have to do Billy Joe from EdTech and Beth from EdTech and Holly from EdTech.
Welcome to Let's Talk EdTech. Elkhart instructional coaches discuss their favorite topics, have hot tip throwdowns, and bring their insight to teaching and learning using technology. Beth, Billy Joe, Holly, and other special guests dive deep into how to best use technology in your classroom.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the next episode of Let's Talk EdTech. I am Billy Joe, and today is a special day. We have all three of us here, Holly and Beth, from the Elkhart Instructional Tech team.
Yes, and Brian is here, of course, being the recorder? What is it
producer.
Called?
Producer. The guy behind the scenes. And today we are going to be doing a draft of our favorite Google tech tools. So we're going to be going through Google Calendar, Google Docs, Google Slides, and Gmail. And we're going to be doing a draft to see who gets their first round pick for each one of those tools.
And to see who has the best Google tools team. I don't know. At the end, we'll see who wins it, who we think is the best. So, yeah.
And to pick these drafts, we're using my favorite site, wheelofnames.com.
We should be sponsored.
Yes. So here we are on Wheel of Names.
I've never used this site.
Okay. Shame on you. So here I am on wheelofnames.com, and I have our three names here, Holly, Beth, Billy Joe. So here we go. I'm going to spin the wheel. Billy Joe
Scaled.
Is the winner. So I'm going to remove Billy Joe's name, aka myself, and I get to go first. So on Google Calendar,
you're going with that one first?
Isn't that the
category? You get to pick which category you want to start with.
Ooh, okay.
If you have a stronger first round pick on a different.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just go with Google Calendar. Okay. Yes, absolutely. And my favorite feature is the appointment schedule. It's easy to access with a link, user-friendly, auto emails, and auto reminders, everybody. You don't have to just be an instructional coach to use this. It's amazing. So that's it. Number one.
All right. I think we're going this direction. Yes?
Sure.
All right. My first round is still there. I pick Find a Time. I love when I make an event for multiple people and I can push Find a Time and I can see everyone's calendars that are available and I can see when we're all available. So if you don't have your calendars available, this is a hint that you should.
Yeah. You guys, that was two of mine. The Find the Time was my first. So I'll go with my second. You can label. So I'm all about color coding and you can't color code your calendar events because you're calendars are color-coded, but you can label them, and your labels can have colors, and it changes the event color to the one that you have.
That's
but you can't
trick.
Customize them, so you know, Google, if you're listening, please let me customize my colors so they can all be pink, but it's okay.
Various shades of pink.
Yes, various shades of pink.
All right, well, let's jump into the next round. Here we go. It's between Holly and Beth. Let's spin that wheel. Ooh, this is close. Oh, I see it. And it's Holly.
Woohoo! I'm going to go with Google Docs because I love Google Docs. My favorite feature in Google Docs is using the at symbol for building blocks because I love to draft emails. I love to do meeting notes. And that at symbol makes my life so easy.
Glad she didn't take mine. Mine is Pageless. I love Pages. I don't print things. I mean, people print things, but you know, I don't print things. And it's so nice to have it Pageless because I don't have to have those annoying, you know, if I'm using a table and it cuts it off.
Page
and then
breaks,
I spend like, 30 minutes trying to adjust this table. So Pageless.
So Pageless takes away those page breaks?
They do. It's amazing.
Check so it makes out. It like a web page.
Like a web page.
Nice. Basically.
That was a good draft pick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mine is, nobody took my number one. Dun, da, da, da. Type in your browser, doc.new.
Oh.
And it opens a brand new doc.
I do love that. I love that feature. It's so fast.
Yeah.
I still can't get it. After all this time talking about it, I'm always just like, dot new, dot, like, docs, and it never comes up. I never do it right.
That's why it wasn't on your list.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Beth, what are you going to pick?
Oh, yes. I'll go with Google Slides because, yes, I don't want to make sure. I want to make sure you guys don't take my number one. My first one for Google Slides is captions.
Oh, I forgot about captions. That's a great pick.
I know you can do captions on, I don't know if you can do captions on like Keynote, and I'm sure you can on PowerPoint. And do you guys know?
I don't think Keynote has that right now. Brian's nodding yes, they do. So maybe they do have
but,
it.
But, however, it's so easy. Does it not count then if you can do it in?
No, it still counts. Okay, it still counts. It's still a feature in Google Slides.
Because I use it when I put the captions on and then I overlay another window. So anything I do on my computer has captions on it.
That's an amazing way to make it accessible.
Yeah, we have a video, so we will link it in the show notes. Yes. You should check it out.
Okay, so my Google Slides feature, I bet you do. What do you think it is?
Master Slides.
It is!
No, that's mine!
Theme Builder, a.k.a. Theme Builder. Master Slides. I am in love with those. Yes, and I love to import slides from Slides Mania because she already makes all the master slides and I just have to tweak them.
I didn't know that.
Slides Mania is amazing. Wow. If you've not ever been there, go there right now.
Yeah. We also have a video on how to edit your master slides. It's a pretty thorough, long walkthrough if you're looking to how to do that. All right. My first one was taken by Master Slides, but I really like preview mode in Google Slides when you're sharing with students. So if you take away that edit portion and put preview, then you're able just to share it with students, they don't get the whole Google Slides interface. If it's just something they need to look through or videos they need to watch, links they need to access, they don't have any of the distracting features around. So I love, love, love preview mode.
Yeah. And you can do it on Google Docs too.
You can.
Especially if you go pageless.
Yeah. Then it really looks like a website.
Yes.
That's a super website.
All right, so here we are for a round four. We put all three names back in Wheel of Names. Who is going to get to choose?
Ooh, I hope it's me.
Let's spin this wheel. Sorry. Here. Okay.
Oh. Ooh, ooh. It's getting close. Yep. Holly.
It's Holly.
I put it into the universe and it came back to me. the app we have left is Gmail. And I love, love, love to schedule emails. I think scheduling it is so efficient, and it saves me so much time. I currently have, I think, 7 emails scheduled, ready to go. I don't like 14. Emailing people.
14?
Oh,
yeah.
14 emails. Oh,
yeah. I've never scheduled an email in my life.
Wait, can I tell you one reason I also love scheduling? Yeah. Whenever I need to remind myself to do something, I send myself an email and I schedule it.
That's brilliant. I don't like to send emails off hours to people, but sometimes I write emails off hours, so I schedule them for the next day at, 7 a.m. when contract hours start, just to, make sure people aren't checking their email at home because I'm a contract hour
and
encourager.
Did you know that principals, the best time to send emails to principals is 10 to 11? I looked it up online.
At night or in the morning?
No, in the morning.
Okay.
I don't schedule know what their emails. Data and what their source is, but,
yeah. Google it when it's out.
So, wow. I was, waiting for 10 to roll around. I was like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I got to send the email.
Nope. Schedule.
Okay. Well, mine is, I'm glad you didn't take mine. We're in Gmail, right?
Yep. Yes.
Labels.
I knew you were going to say that.
Me too.
I was going to do the filter, but I just love putting labels on my emails so that they're, color-coded and I have, instead of waiting to open an email, I put a to-do label on there so I can read all my emails and I can do it later.
Nice. So mine is setting up a custom email signature image. So I go to Canva, I make my signature image, download it, plop it right in there. Boom, beautiful, professional-looking signature.
Yeah, and you finally made it.
I did, because Beth kept saying, I'm going to do it, and you don't have to do it. I'm going to do it. And Yeah.
Well, it's February, right?
Yeah,
we're in the month,
I
still haven't done it, so.
Things happen.
Yes.
We're busy people.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Brian. I've been told I have to pick a winner. So, Just to review, Holly, for her calendar, she had find a time so you can see everybody's schedules. Gmail was schedule emails, and Beth's mind is blown. For Docs, the at symbol and slides was preview mode when sharing. Beth had labeled calendar events, and I've never done that. I've never tried that.
New trick.
Gmail labels, a lot of labels for Beth. Pageless docs and captions and slideshows. And then Billy Joe had the appointment schedules for people to book your times. Custom email signature, images, docs.new, along with slides.new and sheets.new and all the .news. Have you tried those ones?
Yes, I have.
And then master slides. I think I have to go with Holly's. I think looking at it across the board, that's a job. Like, you can function with your job. That she hit everything. She hit sending the emails. She hit productivity of the documents, sharing stuff without having to like add people as editors on the document, and then the like finding times. I think those kind of hit the four domains of work.
Congratulations. It's a lot of efficiency. I was able to pick a lot of efficient things.
That's true. Mine were like I can't live without in my life, yeah. But now I see that for other people.
Oh yeah.
I did pick a lot of labels. But
don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for that video on master slides, because those are amazing.
It'll be in the show notes, too.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Look at our show notes.
Yeah. And make sure you like and subscribe. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Ed Tech. You can find today's episode notes and all the links you'll need at letstalked.tech. Don't forget to subscribe so you get a new episode every week.